Welcome to Women Who Sarcast. I'm Kathy Barron. My guest today is the host of Crushgasm Podcast. She's an author and a pop culture queen. Please give a warm, sarcastic welcome to Kendra Beltran.
Hi, thank you for having me. Some music.
Well, thanks for coming and being on the show. And I'm just going to kind of dive right in and ask who your current crush is, who you're crushing at the moment.
My current crush is the character Homelander from the Amazon Prime series, The Boys. Have you watched that?
I have not.
Okay, so he's like a bad person. He basically plays like their version of Superman, but if Superman was a complete asshole, narcissistic murderer. But there's just, he's so gorgeous. And there's something about the villain in him. Mm. Like, there's cool, good guys on the show, and they're cute too. But God, maybe it's his Zach Morris bleach blonde hair that does it for me. I don't know, because Superman's not a cool character at all, but he makes it. So that's not the actor, though. I have to clarify, because I have been like following him and kind of stalking him in real life. I'd be like, oh, what's he up to? But he has like dark hair in real life. Oh. And it's just not the same. It's like my love of Dexter mm-hmm. Morgan, the character, mm-hmm. but I don't really care about Michael C. Hall at all. Mm, yeah. It's definitely like the Homelander character, but I still follow him because sometimes he'll post pictures where his hair's bleached, so I'm like, oh, okay.
That's kind of a disappointment, though, when you go from the character to the actor, because usually the transition between the two isn't so drastic, but it sounds like it is in this case.
Well, I mean, I'm glad he's not like a narcissistic murderer.
Well, sure, but I mean, as far as like his, so, how he looks.
Like, that's good, but it's just the character is so good. He does such a good job, too. So it's like, I mean, he's going to probably win an Emmy, hopefully, next mm-hmm. year. Because I think it came out right at the cutoff for their season. That's why he's not nominated this year, unfortunately. I was very upset. But then I read the rules and I was like, okay, I guess. Next year we'll get him.
Next year. So back to Dexter. Did you see the sequel of that?
Yes,
it was. Where his son came into the picture and all that other stuff.
It was good. It took a while to kind of get to where Dexter was. Like, you know, every season of Dexter is so good, but this one was a little slow start for me. But once I think the son kind of was in on it, that's when it got good for me. But then it was over really quick. Like, they didn't give him enough time mm-hmm. for me.
And, yeah, you know, Dexter had competition. I mean, he was retired from murdering people. So,
but
and then this other character, like the older guy, this prominent, you know.
That guy with all the dead bodies in his, like, weird, like, shelter shack thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was a twist. I was really excited. But you always need that, like, somebody he's going after every season.
That's true.
I mean, every season's the same.
Like, he needed somebody to, like, trigger him to go back to, you know, killing again. Yeah. Because we knew he couldn't handle it.
Very gorgeous in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with his flannel and his lumberjack. And
I'm glad they did pick up where the other one ended. Like, he was in this kind of wooded area. I know that was really weird for everyone, but I did like how it ended. Because I wasn't ready for him to, like, get arrested or say goodbye yet. So I like how it ended in the first one.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the final? I mean, not that we're not giving away everything to people.
It's been out. I always say, if it's not from, like, last week, you can spoil it. If you haven't watched by now, you ain't gonna watch it.
But how it ended this last season, that was a little shocking for me.
I liked it because he went out on his own terms. I think that was always how it was supposed to be. I'm glad he didn't get arrested. Mm-hmm. I was really pissed to see Batista back and kind of like spoiling things. I was like, oh, no. Ruining lives.
Yeah.
But I liked how it ended. And I'm hopefully the rumors aren't true that we're going to be following Harrison. We don't need that. He was
the son. Yeah, we definitely don't need.
Let's close the book.
Yeah, exactly. I think once Dexter died, that's as far as we need to go. So I've read on the interwebs, just did some research on crushes, the psychology of yada yada. And I've read that their crushes are usually, you know, romantic feelings for someone that go unexpressed, but they don't always have to be romantic.
No, because you can crush, like we have like music crushes. Like I love Garth Brooks, but I don't want to be with Garth Brooks. God, no, he's not my type. Like, or Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. He's not like a bad looking guy, but it's mostly just his voice. And I just did an episode with a rapper, Tristan Davies, and he has crushes like that too, where you're just so enamored by their creativity. Mm. I think that's like a lot with Conan O'Brien for me. Like he is a handsome guy, but for me, it's more his humor and how he interviews and how he conducts himself. So I don't think it always has to be that romantic. And then, you know, there's crushes on places, people that are obsessed with like hobbies and stuff. I think you can crush on a lot of different things.
So it doesn't necessarily need to be a person.
No, no, no. You can crush on like the idea of like a fashion designer. You know, there's people that are really into fashion. They're like, oh my God, the new fashion thing. I'm not into fashion. So, you know, that new designer, Coco Chanel or whatever it is.
Well, did you hear that Kanye, I guess he goes by Yee now or something. His new Yeezy Gap. I'm not up on this. I just happened to see something flash on Instagram. Take my word for it. I guess Gap was putting his clothes on hangers, and he was like, they don't go on hangers. So I saw this like picture of them, all of his clothes like tossed in a bag. Have you seen any of that?
No, but I think that makes sense for what we know about Kanye West thus far in the public space. Right. He's just not like anybody else.
Right. Yeah. So that was the most interesting.
Yeah, he's a strange one, but I think he's got a lot of things to unpack himself. Mm-hmm. He should go to therapy.
Let's hope he is already.
I know. I hope so. But I'm glad. I think he took off all the like Pete Davidson stuff off his Instagram once they broke up and he found out that Pete Davidson was going to like a trauma counselor.
Right. Or something I read that. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's something in his head working where he kind of knows right and wrong, but he still needs therapy. Maybe better help. Maybe I always hear that on podcasts.
Better help.
Yeah. I think every comedian is sponsored by Better Help.
Oh, that's an app or something?
Yeah, it's like, I think like a Zoom type app where you can have a therapist, something like that.
Yeah, I've seen one like Talk something. I don't know. Like that swimmer. Did an ad for Talk, some therapy app or something. The one that smokes weed.
Oh, Phelps.
Yeah.
a crush of mine, my Olympian crush.
Oh, okay.
I still have his Frosted Flakes, and I believe he did Corn Flakes. He never did Wheaties. He's the most, you know, decorated guy of modern times. Never did Wheaties. But yes, I do have a couple of cereal boxes still. And my husband is very upset that every move, I'm like, no, I have to have my Michael Phelps cereal boxes. Though they're not on display. I think they're in a box in a closet. But, you know, just the thought.
Are there still, cereal in them?
No, I ate the cereal.
Okay.
I like Frosted Flakes. I ate the cereal.
That's good to know. I don't want you to, find them in 30 years and, you know.
I kept, because remember when the Simpsons movie came out? It's been about 15 years now. They, in LA, they had several 7-Elevens, I believe, turn into Quickie Marts for promotion. Mm-hmm. And they sold, they couldn't sell beer. They didn't get the license. But they had, soda that were in Duff cans. They had the donuts. And they had Crustios. Well, I learned from that, don't keep the cereal in the box because the rats ate them in my mom's house. So I ate the cereal from the Michael Phelps boxes.
Yeah. I didn't realize Corn Flakes and what'd you say? Were they both Corn
Frosted
Flakes? Frosted Flakes.
I think it was a corn. I know it was a Frosted Flakes box for sure because I remember the blue and I know I ate those because that's one of my favorite cereals.
I didn't realize I put athletes on their boxes. I thought it was just a Wheaties thing. That's interesting. Well,
when Wheaties doesn't call, Frosted Tony the Tiger is there to help you.
save the day. So in your experience, what are signs that someone may have a crush on you?
I think someone has a crush on you and they are maybe just shy around you. It all depends on the person. I think if you have an introvert, they're going to be shyer around you, maybe bumbly, or on the opposite, if they're extrovert, they're going to try a lot harder to impress you. So it just depends on the person, their personality. There's no like telltale sign for everybody, but I definitely being nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you're little, you're definitely mean to your crush. For some reason, that's ingrained into us. Maybe because right, in the like 90s you watched them. Helga. Yeah.
Yeah, you tease them or poke fun or whatever.
I think that's a kid, like an immature thing. Once you get older, you're not going to be like 30 teasing your coworker if you like them.
Hopefully. I don't know. I've seen that.
Oh, then they are. Not mature in the mind.
Well, that would be a red flag then.
It's probably not going to work out.
Yeah. So what do you do if someone who's crushing on you, you don't crush back? Like, what do you do in that instance?
I think because we all have been there, I think you just have to be nice to them and let them down gently. I don't think it's anything to, especially when you're younger, maybe not when you're like 8 years old, you're not going to comprehend it. But once you're like middle school, I wish you had the like hindsight to kind of be like, you know what, it's cool, but not for me. And just be nice to them because it is hard to admit you like somebody like that, even when you get older. So I think just let them down gently.
Yeah. And so what is like the line between crushing and stalking?
Oh, crushing is innocent. Stalking is when you become obsessive, which I think in some cases when you're like on their Instagram all the time, if they're a celebrity, that's fine. But don't be like in their DMs thinking like it's going to happen. I think that's when the stalking, when you think, yeah, I have a chance, you know,
like when you DM a celebrity.
Sometimes it works out for people, but you have to be like hot influencer type for that to happen. I think that was the case with like that guy who got accused of cannibalism. I think he had girls in his DMs and that's how he kind of had.
Oh.
What's that guy's name? Armie Hammer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he has a documentary coming out in September on A&E. I'm very excited to watch.
So he got girls through his DM and then he like cannibalize them, or
I don't think all of them. I think that's just how some celebrities do meet people through their DMs if they're honest. But yeah, I don't know if all the girls, but the ones that are in this documentary are accusing him of, you know, these texts that are like, you know, I want to eat you or something. And it's kind of crazy. And it's a wild story.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear.
Have you seen or watched, I think it's on Netflix, called The Most Hated Man on the Internet?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love a good, I swear, Netflix has the best documentaries about how crazy white people are. It is my favorite genre. Every time I'm like, you're just like, what? WTF white people in these? Yeah, I remember that website.
Yeah.
Because I was like into like those pop punk bands and the emo bands. So sometimes like you'd be like, oh, this band person's on there and you'd go look. But I didn't know it was that deep into like normal everyday people and their like Facebooks and everything. Like that's a side I never even dove into. So yeah, that was a good documentary.
Yeah, I have yet to get through the first episode because it was just a bit much for me. It's kind of like the documentaries with that guy that the ones with him basically swindling women to get him money.
Tinder swindler.
Yeah, Tinder swindler. That was pretty intense. I mean, I kept going back and forth between feeling sorry for the women and not feeling sorry for the women. I mean, I never agreed with him and what he was doing.
But you're just like, how much money do you have to give to a person? I just could not. No matter how attractive I thought you were, I just. And the other one that is, well, WTF white people, bad vegan. That was
saw that one too.
I hated that woman so much.
That was intense. That was intense.
She thought her dog was going to live forever if she gave this man all her money and power. Us wild.
Yeah, that one was definitely, I mean, I could kind of see her getting sucked into all of that with him. But the Tinder swindler was beyond I mean, I just didn't understand. I mean, I don't want to like be naysayers with the women because I totally believe, you know, what they went through and how they felt. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you're in the moment and you're caught up in, but to go out and take a loan to give to this guy, I mean, that's when it was a little.
That's when the crush crazy takes for a me. Turn.
Yeah.
You got to have some reality to your crush. Especially if it's just like a real person you just met on Tinder. Come on. Mm-hmm. Don't get wrapped up in that crush. Mm-hmm. Live in a fantasy of like Aladdin or something like that. Like that kind of crush. But yeah. But even though, I mean, Jasmine was rich, she could have been a Tinder swindler in Agrabah.
a carpet swindler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting documentary. And that he was just like jet setting everywhere. But then when he got arrested, that was the most frustrating part, was that he, mm-hmm. nothing happened to him.
Yeah, and he's still out.
Yeah. I'm sure it's still happening.
I think the most hated man on the internet, I think he served a couple years and is out now because back then it wasn't like such a big law. Mm-hmm. And he only got it for the hacking. Not everything else. So yeah, it's very frustrating. Like the ends of the documentaries are always like, oh man.
Right.
Because even Bad Vegan, she's out and about.
Right. Yeah. And he's out too, isn't he? Or is he still in jail?
Was he in jail? I think maybe he was in jail at the time because she ended talking to him. We heard their conversation and you were like, and he wasn't even attractive.
Right,
exactly. She let an ugly crush get a hold of her.
Yeah, master manipulator there, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So tell me about Crushgasm podcast.
Crushgasm is sort of like a slumber party. That's kind of where the idea came from. Because when I was little, I loved talking about cute boys or whoever you like and everything. So I thought, how can I blend that with what I already do, which was interviewing like musicians, cosplayers, and all that? And my husband had started a podcast a few months earlier with his friend. And I was like, well, let's give it a go. So, yeah, we just interview creative people, podcasters, cosplayers, musicians, anybody with something to promote, you know, something mm-hmm. to say. And the crushes range from fictional to real people. Like I had a guest on, he is like a documentarian and his crush was like his elementary school crush that he had from like kindergarten until eighth grade. Or I'm going to have like this dominatrix couple come on. And she was like a housewife, married, conservative, and then somehow got into with this dominatrix guy. So I'm really excited to hear how this crush happened and unraveled. So the guests vary and so do the crushes.
Now, I know this because you were featured in Women Who Podcast magazine and I ended up interviewing you for that. And you had mentioned that you have like spreadsheets.
Yes.
That you keep track. Tell me your process with that and why you do that.
I like organization. I've always been a very organized person. Even when I was younger, like once we got to middle school and you had the different periods, I had to like organize my binder. Obviously, if you didn't do that, you probably were not passing. And then I'd get home and I'd put my homework in the piles based on the period. And I'd do my homework in order, unless there was like something big due, then I would put that ahead of the game. But my process, you go in the first little section and that's when I reach out. And then if you reach back to me, then I'll put you in the next section. And that's when we're kind of just talking about who's going to be your crush. Because mm-hmm. sometimes they come on and maybe they don't know who to talk about. So I have like a master list of like, maybe 80 different types of crushes you can choose from if you don't have one in mind.
And that's like a category or a person?
Yeah, like okay. A category like DILF, like dads I'd like to fuck, mm-hmm. or Disney, elementary, college, stuff like that, etc. And then once we get that ball rolling, they fill out a quick little questionnaire about their, just so I have the questions, you know, I just mm-hmm. don't jump into it. And then I put them to the master spread list, the spreadsheet. And it's all color coordinated because every 12 episodes, we never repeat a category per dozen just to keep it fresh because I do two blogs that coincide with each episode.
And then you have top 10 Thursdays.
Oh, I love Top 10 Thursdays. Tell I grew up with that. Total Request Live.
Right.
I remember on Total. MTV.
Yes.
And Carson Daly, one of my creative muses. And so I love to do a top 10 that coincides with the category. So we had like Disney Channel crush. So I'll be talking about like the Disney Channel stars that people crush on, like Hannah Montana things, because he was a very, he's a Gen Z's, younger than me, his generation of low me's, but I still did watch Hannah. So I don't know what's up. So things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I also don't like to repeat it too much, because I have to come up with the top 10s and I don't want to do the same. You know, I can't have JTT every time someone picks a 90s crush. Even I would love to write
that's
about
true.
JTT.
Everything. I mean, there's only so much you can talk about. But talking about Justin Timberlake?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, right. No,
we,
I'm sorry.
We have not had someone come with NSYNC yet, which is very shocking.
Interesting. I wonder if that documentary has anything to do with it.
Oh, the Janet one?
No, the Britney.
Oh, the Britney was so many bad things about Justin. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
no one wants to touch him.
There's like other NSYNC people. You know, there's four other ones you could talk about.
That's true.
I don't know. They weren't good looking to me, but somebody. Every boy band has a fan for each member.
So do you have a favorite boy band?
Oh, my favorite is on my shirt. It's Backstreet Boys. Forever. That was like, I remember we got MTV and I remember being in my mom the den, and it was like before TRL there was MTV Live, and they had a video at the end. It was As Long As You Love Me, and I saw it, hooked from that day on. Nick Carter just stole my heart. But today it's AJ. So but
what happens with that, like you keep like going back and forth, like how does that affect them, do you think?
Well, with Nick, Nick's always going to be like the foundation of my crushes. Like, I think you kind of have a foundation, everybody, of just what, you know, in Inside Out, the Pixar Disney movie, mm-hmm. whatever it is, mm-hmm. when they build the little islands in your memory. Like, Nick Carter's always going to be the crush island foundation. But when he got his reality show on whatever channel it was, like, several years ago, I was like, oh, no. Because he was kind of not the brightest. He was kind of like, and you know when you have a crush, like a celebrity crush, you don't like their significant other. You're like, just automatically in your head, like, mm. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I was with his wife. But then I watched and I was like, I was rooting for her. I was like, good God, thank God. Like, in your, like, weird head, you're like, thank God this didn't work out with Nick Carter when I was 12. Because I couldn't have handled him. So I was like, he's still cute. But AJ, as I've gotten older, he's just such a good person, too. I like how he always gives back to, like, the LGBTQ community. Spoiler, he's on RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. I knew within 2 seconds of hearing him speak that was AJ. Mm-hmm. And so he's just, like, really open. He's got the best voice. So,
So you think crushes are healthy?
Yeah, I think you have to have that release. I mean, if you're, like... It just lasts forever. I mean, my grandma was crushing on Taylor Lautner in Twilight before she passed. Like, it's forever. It just, like, lets you live in a fantasy land.
Yeah.
She had, like, a pencil drawing of him by her bed.
Aw, sweet.
Weird. She just likes wolves.
Go, grandma.
Yeah, she likes wolves. So I don't know if that just had to... If Robert Pattinson was the wolf, she probably would have liked him. So I don't know.
I see. Yeah, I grew up with Tiger Beat, and I will say, and this is definitely telling my age, I remember when MTV, the very first MTV, when MTV first started, that whole, you know, astronaut on the moon with the MTV flag. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a good or bad thing to admit, but I do know how it evolved into, like, music videos, and then it went into, like, the shows.
Were you, like, a pop fan, the rock fan, new wave? Like, what were your Tiger Beat? Were you, like, New Kids?
Well, I do remember crushing on Sean Cassidy.
Okay. He's a hottie.
Yeah. And then, of course, I was crushing on Christy McNichol and Nancy McKeon from Facts of Life and...
What are their
Christy
characters?
Was on Little Darlings and Family.
Who are they? So, okay, so that was Joe and Blair?
No, Christy wasn't on Facts of Life.
Okay.
She was on Family, and I don't remember her character's name. Ooh. And then she was in the movie Little Darlings with Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer Grey.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing?
I think so.
Oh, was she the sister?
Well, Jennifer Grey was in Little Darlings, I believe, with Christy.
Oh, okay.
That was way back, gotcha. Way back when.
I always think, like, who would be your crush if you got to live in different eras? Oh. I like to play that game. Mm-hmm. It's just something I do. Especially because back in, like, when I was little, VH1 would actually show us things from the 70s and the 60s. So I did get ingrained into what that, like, I fell in love with Peter Tork from The Monkees just because I would watch those shows. And I was like, he's so cute. So I always think, like, who would be my crush if I got to live in these different decades? The 80s was, sadly, it would be Kirk Cameron, but we all know how he turned out.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate turn of events. That was a kind of a shocker.
I mean, yeah. God, Growing Pains was so good, too.
But even, like, Ricky Schroeder, I mean, he's, like, the worst, too.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was cute, so that's okay.
Okay.
Well,
he's definitely not cute now.
Spoons wasn't a show I got to see, so I'm okay.
Okay. So I thought we'd play a game.
All right.
So I'll say a name, and you tell me if you'd either crush, as in have a crush, not actually physically crush, cringe, or kill with a C. It's all C's.
And kill's like just... It'll get away.
Yeah. You know, I try to keep the kill in there because I couldn't think of another word.
All right.
Okay. So they're going to be men and women. I hope that's okay.
Totally fine.
Okay. So the first one is the character is Reva, their sister in Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the actress is Moses Ingram.
Crush because she was good at the end. I would say kill when it first started because I was like, oh, this biatch. Yeah. I don't like her. I was like, nope.
Yeah.
No, but crush now because she did turn it around. So.
Okay. No, I would agree with that. Johnny Depp.
Crush. I know everyone, there's like all this stuff about him, but you can't deny the power of like Edward Scissorhands and freaking Jack Sparrow. Like those characters are so good that I just like, I'm going to let him pass his weirdness.
No, I mean, he definitely was good in those. And I didn't really like him in the Fantastic Beast movie. I don't know if you watched those. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't really like him in those.
I mean, if I saw him like just down, I would like, I'd probably like be like, like he would take my breath away because it's just, it's freaking Johnny Depp. Like he has this like charisma about him until the day he passes. Like it's just going to be there.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Just say cringe. He's cool, but he ain't cute. When I watch Harry Potter, I just watched it for the first time in the last couple of years. I was like, I do not care about this kid. I really wanted the Ron and Hermione story. That's what I was living for. So, and I just didn't understand why that noseless guy was after this like one kid during the school year. Like, what were they doing during summer vacation? Like, they both took a break from their fight. Yeah, did not understand.
They're both on summer vacation.
Yeah, like, I was like, Voldemort countries. Just like takes off. Yeah. Cringe.
Nicki Minaj.
Crush. I could see why people like her.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Okay. I have Kanye on here.
He's definitely a cringe. He's just, maybe if he gets some help, because he does have good music, but he's crazy, kind of creepy, stalkerish with his exes. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jonas Brothers.
Ooh, crush. Except for Kevin, kill.
Do you want to explain that?
Kevin's just like not cute. He's not fun. Nick Jonas is gorgeous. He's like a pint-sized hottie. And Joe's just like really funny. Like I love his personality the most, like on social media. I think him and his wife are really funny together. I think they make a cute couple. But I mean, Nick Jonas, God, have you seen him? And when they came out, I was like, oh, I mean, Jonas was so young too. And you just knew, just looking at him, like, that guy, that kid's going to grow up very well. But yeah, but Kevin, no, he's never been cute. He's just, he's just some guy.
He's the black sheep of the group.
Yeah, I mean, they even have another brother, and it's just like, those two, they got half good and half,
All right, so Gourney Weaver.
Crush, she's fine. She's fine.
She's pretty badass. She's
full badass. Yeah, yeah, she's badass. And that is actually Nick Carter. His favorite movie is Aliens.
Oh, really?
Well, like that, according to Bot Magazine in 1998, when he fills out the survey.
And that's why you like Nick as well.
I've never seen it.
Aliens? Well,
I know my husband's like a big movie person, and he's like, "You never seen this? You never seen that?" But we're like 4 years different. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, "You're a boy, and you were like 16 when I was 12. I was watching like Disney Channel original movies, and you were driving. So it's like different gens here."
Well, it sounds like it's a movie you need to watch this weekend. So
I did. I mean, I like those kind of movies sometimes, but it's just like when I was a kid. Give me like Kindergarten Cop or something.
Kindergarten Cop. All right, Scott Wolf.
I have to say cringe because
what?
He's fine looking. I'm not saying he's like it, but if you watch Dark Side of the 90s when they talk about the teen shows, he's just like really weird to me. Like he was just too into like he's like, "Oh, and like Party of Five was like doing this and this," and you're just like, "I don't remember it being that crazy, but okay." Like, he was just too much. I respect the passion for his show, but that wasn't also a show that we watched. I remember, was it on with Ally McBeal? Maybe.
It might have, yeah.
And, like, we would watch Ally McBeal, and then whatever, like, was before, me and my mom and her friend were into that, and then she'd be like, "Oh, let's watch this one," and be like, "Well, you gotta go home now, because we don't want to watch that one. Bye."
I did watch Party of Five, and I did have somewhat of a crush on Scott.
I always liked the other one.
The one that had cancer.
Lost, the guy from Lost.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he had cancer in the show.
Oh,
not to spoil anything. Not to spoil anything. And then Neve Campbell was on the show, right?
Yes. So, she's a big 90s crush, people.
Yeah, I definitely crushed her because she was on that. The movie Wild, right? Is it Wild?
Wild Things?
Wild Things. Yeah.
That, I've never seen that, but the Pen 15 episode, did you watch that show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a good Wild Things. Oh, God, it was the dang freaking, I think the pandemic mixed with they were like, you know, nearing their mid 30s.
They're both pregnant, weren't they, or something?
Yeah, they're both pregnant. I think we could have got maybe one more season than we did.
Yeah, but I was kind of disappointed that it didn't come back.
No.
They're so good together.
I was very upset. That's my next rewatch is Pin 15.
Yeah. All right. Joey Lawrence.
Oh, crush. Oh, my God. I loved him on Blossom. I love Melissa and Joey. I'm a big Melissa Joan Hart fan. I think I watch anything she does for a TV series. So I really liked him in that.
Okay. Marlon Wayans.
Ooh, crush. I love the Wayans brothers. And he's so funny. He has one of my favorite bits on the show when this homeless guy comes over and he puts like a Glad stickum on the homeless guy because he smells. Me and my mom, that's our favorite thing on Wayans brothers.
Did you watch In Living Color?
I did. I actually didn't grow up with SNL. I was an In Living Color kid. So, you know, I know the bigger characters from the 90s, but my family, we loved In Living Color. I think it's because, like, I grew up with my mom who's white and Spanish, and I really think she just put on black shows to, like, show us our culture. Because we watched Martin, Living Single, and stuff like that. So that's what I think she was doing. She's like, "Here's people that look like you guys."
Right. Yeah. I guess that
makes
sense.
I love.
Yeah. In Living Color was amazing. I love the Bill, the fire marshal. I like the homies at
Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown, and then
Jamie Foxx is that woman, and her lips were all big.
Yes. Yeah.
I think her name was like, I don't remember.
Was it the Home Shopping Network or something where they're selling stolen goods out of a back of a truck?
It was so good. And Marlon had a show on Netflix. It only lasted a couple seasons, but it was very much like Martin with how his relationship was with like his ex's friend, like the Martin and Pam thing. It's such a good show. Netflix, Shame on you for not giving that a chance.
Yeah, for sure. So what is your advice when someone has a crush? Should they tell the person or should they just kind of like play it cool and just crush on them?
I think if it's someone you know and you know that if they're single and you have a good rapport with them, I think go ahead and tell them. What do you got to lose? I think at this point, I mean, we've learned over the last couple of years, life is just unexpected. You never know what's going to happen. Go for it. Unless they're married or something, I do not advise that. Yeah, I think if they're single, go for it.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. And you can blame Kendra if it doesn't work out.
It doesn't work out. I'm sorry, but at least you tried. Because you never want to, like, I think of this sometimes. Like, I think of interactions when I was little. I'm like, did they like me? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they just weren't ready to like the weird tomboy kid or something. And then you think like what could have been, you know? So never live with the what could have been.
True. And that's good advice to conclude with. So thank you so much, Kendra, for being on the show. And where can people find you in Crushgasm?
Thank you for having me. You can find Crushgasm. You can just go to crushgasmpodcast.com and all the links to all the episodes are there. But if you're just on Spotify, just look up Crushgasm Podcast on Anchor, all of that good stuff. Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And you're on social media.
Yeah, I think Twitter is Crushgasm Pod. And then Instagram is Crushgasm Podcast. You'll see there's purple hearts everywhere. It's like those heart candies you get on Valentine's Day that no one likes to eat, but they're very cute.
So check out Kendra, find out who else has your crush, and then you can like stalk them and tell them that they're not allowed to crush on your crush.
Sometimes that's a bonding thing though. Like you're like, oh my God, you like the same celebrity I do. Okay. Not if you like the same person at school. That's a little bit different.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Women Who Sarcast, an independent podcast. Email us at womenwhosarcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Women Who Sarcast. Get your copy of Women Who Podcast magazine today. Visit womenwhopodcastmag.com to subscribe. Show music provided by Mike Imbasciani.